let's get underway and turn next to a brief report back on a very useful, interesting discussion we had at our last meeting in terms of disclosure overload and complexity of financial reporting. So, Jan, over to you.
Thank you, Paul. The objective of this session is just to provide a little recap on the discussions we had at the last meeting. We had a presentation of five projects on disclosure, and the council then went into breakout sessions and reported back to the, and the results of that were reported back to the full council. And the main message from that was that really that there is a need to improve the quality of disclosures and reduce the clutter in financial statements, and this is something that is an urgent matter. The council also thought that this could not be fixed. There was no quick fix in this matter. It's a complicated topic, and that there was a structured approach that was needed to deal with this. And that it was also important that other organizations would be involved in that process. The council also came to the conclusion that different disclosure requirements based on the size of companies were not something that should be sought, and the solution that should be sought is something that should apply to all reporting entities that are using IFRS. There was also a discussion on materiality, and the main thing there was that guidance is needed on the application of materiality, both in relation to footnote disclosures, and also that there's a difference or there is a need to have a distinction between the materiality in line items in the financial statements and in the notes. The final point that came out of this was that the IASB should take a leadership role in this project and try to convene a forum of interested parties to try to start this process. This is basically what is in the paper that we presented on the discussions. What the IASB is doing, will Alan will come to that in the agenda consultation session, which is the next session. So with that, I would like to open it up to the council, if it has any comments.
Well, Jan, I think it was very useful to capture the report backs are consistent with my recollection of the discussion, and paragraph 10, which captures the main points that I thought there was a high level of consensus amongst council members, again, are consistent with my notes and the report I did after the meeting. So I'd pause now. Otherwise, perhaps, as you say, we'll just hold this. The IASB has been discussing this issue, so there already is some follow-on action, but it is part of the larger response to the agenda consultation and whatnot, and we can pick it up at that point.
Yep.
Is that agreeable to people? All right. Thank you for that. I think it's a very useful reference document to have for monitoring progress on something that's for which there are no easy solutions, and I suspect we will be coming back to periodically for quite some time.